Good morning and Happy New Year. Today we have three important celebrations. First, according to the liturgical calendar, today is the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. Second, today is World Day of Peace. And third, according to civil calendar, today is New Year. In my short reflection, I will combine the three celebrations. First, today's solemnity honors the Blessed Virgin Mary as the Mother of God or God-bearer. In Greek word, theotokos. The feast is a celebration that Mary is the mother of Jesus, in Latin, Mater Dei. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, Mary is truly Mother of God because she is the mother of the eternal Son of God, made man, who is God Himself. The title Mother of God points the sublime truth of the Incarnation, that Jesus Christ is true God and true man. The Church's teaching of Mary's divine motherhood is deeply rooted in Scripture and tradition, and was dogmatically defined in the Council of Ephesus in the year 431. First point in our gospel, in our reflection today, Mary is the Mother of God. Second point, today is World Day of Peace. Blessed Pope Paul VI, in the year 1967, declared January 1st as a World Day of Peace, inspired by the encyclical Pacem in Terris, or in English, Peace on Earth, by Pope John the 23rd, and with reference to his own encyclical Populorum Progressio, which means development of people. The day was first observed on January 1st, 1968. Pope Paul VI writes, and I quote, "Peace must be produced. Peace must be invented. It must be created through an ever vigilant disposition, with an ever fresh and tireless will. Peace cannot be passive or oppressive, must be inventive, preventive, and operational." So here we can picture that peace is not only the absence of war, but the real presence of Christ in our hearts. The last point, today is New Year's Day. This time, we have many New Year's resolutions. I hope and I pray that you will do it wisely. This time, we need radical change. We need to thank God for the year it was. What happened last year because of the global health crisis. Let us always thank God for the blessings we received. give to God this year. We pray to stop this pandemic this year. Let us ask God to take our minds and our freedom and give us strength and courage of wisdom this new year. My dear sisters and brothers, a happy and blessed new year to all of you.